Greetings in Jesus' name on this 22nd day of June, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's a great joy and it's a great delight to come to the radio mic today on this terrific Tuesday. Make the broadcast at the 6:57 a.m. hour and rejoicing and just reveling in the fact that I am a child of God. Aren't you grateful today that you are a child of God? Aren't you rejoicing in the fact that you know Christ as your personal Savior? I remember the day when the Lord saved me. For a long time, I didn't know the date. And then I found an old Bible that my mom had wrote in the old Bible, January the 19th, 1976. I remember the day very vividly, under deep conviction. I can remember being in the children's church with probably 500 kids in it in Lakeland, Florida. And I can remember the sweet Holy Ghost dealing with my heart and showing me and convicting and convincing me that I needed Christ as my Savior. And that day forever has changed my life. I can remember later on in my life, the Lord began to deal with me about the gospel ministry. And I turned it away and I was so embarrassed with the thought that I'd have to stand before people. I was an introvert, and I didn't want no one to look at me or to even listen to me speak publicly. And I turned that away for so many years. But I'm grateful for the grace of God that kept encouraging me and kept prompting me to give my life to Christ in total surrender. And in October of 1989, at the end of a three-week revival campaign, I walked the aisle and gave my life to Christ in total surrender. And a month before, my wife and I had been married. And so 1 month after we were married, I gave my life to the Lord in total surrender. And we've been on this gospel trail now all these years. This coming September, we'll have been married 32 years. And we've been after it for the Lord and intend to stay that way by the good grace of God. Intend to stay after it. Intend to just be a part of what God's doing here in the great state of Maine. And I appreciate your prayers and your love for us and your support of us and your kindness. And we're so honored to be able to represent you here in this great state. There is so much to do, and we must be busy about the Father's business. In your Bibles today, I would invite you to look with me in 1 John chapter number 2 and verse number 28, where it says, "And now." Oh, if you go back and look at what had been said previously in this chapter, and previously even in chapter number 1, there's so many things that were mentioned, great doctrine, great Bible truths that forever change our lives. But he says this, "And now, little children." I love the endearment by which our writer pins down these words through inspiration, and he calls them little children. I'm glad today, thanks be to God, that I am one of the little children of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I am a child of God. And he says, "And now, little children, abide in Him." And when you abide in Christ, you are simply staying in unbroken fellowship with the Lord. And that is one of the great truths of living the Christian life, of staying in fellowship with the Lord, not letting anything come between you and the Lord, not letting even a bad attitude or a critical spirit come between you and the Lord, but you are abiding in Him. And when you abide in Him, life is a victorious life. Life is a life of great joy when you abide in Him. And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He shall appear. Here we find a reference to His great coming. He told us after His resurrection, some days later, in the book of Acts, when He ascended to the Father, He said, "I will come again." He told us also earlier in the book of John that He said that He was coming again, that where He was, that we could abide also with Him. And so He says, when He shall appear, we may have confidence. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence. That's what we want to do. We want to have the confidence that only the Lord can give us by simply abiding in him. I want to challenge all of you today to a faithful, consistent walk for Christ. Are you abiding in Christ? Do you have that confidence that you are abiding in Christ and you are staying in that sweet, unbroken fellowship with him? I pray that that you do today. I pray that you can experience that. You can be encouraged by that. And you could possibly lift your hands up in the air, thank God even early in the morning, and want to give God the glory and the praise and the honor and worship him who is altogether lovely. You've been listening to the Winks with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. Thank you for the correspondence and letting us know that you're listening to the broadcast. We look forward to talking with you again on tomorrow. God bless you and good day.